heads and worship Him. So long as I live, with the strength that I have, and with all that I have, I will praise you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. Give Him the honor. It is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we love You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. We magnify You. Thank You, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Father, we worship You in Jesus' precious name. God bless you. God bless you. We have come essentially today to praise God, to worship God, to honor Him, and to adore Him. So it's our testimonies and thanksgiving service. And I will be in our month of excellence or release, recovery and replication. Speak very quickly on the charge, praise for excellence. Praise for excellence. Our objective is to understand the connection between our praise and our excellence. What is very, very clear is that those who understand praise and worship excel in life. You understand how to praise and worship God, you stand out in life. You don't die under, you stand out. Those who understand praise and worship, they rise to the top, they take the lead. We're going to look at two examples in this service, and our first example is the man Abraham. Abraham was a deep worshiper of God. In Genesis chapter 17 and in verse 3, the Bible said, "And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying," he fell on his face. That is a posture of worship. He fell on his face while God talked with him. In Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 5, we also see the Bible says, speaking concerning Abraham, said to his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. That was the kind of person Abraham was. He understood worship. He valued worship. No wonder nobody was bigger than Abraham in his generation. Nobody was higher. Nobody stood out more. He excelled. He excelled in animal husbandry. He was the first one to introduce the ranching system of farming as far as scripture is concerned. That was Abraham. You look at the life of Joseph. Joseph also, I believe, was a man who understood the praise and the worship of God. Even though it was not stated directly how that he praised and worshiped God, but one thing we know was that Joseph was a bundle of joy, a bundle of excitement. He carried what you will call the joy of the Lord. When in Genesis chapter 40 and in verse 5, 6, he was looking at the sadness of the butler and the baker in the prison, that was proof positive that he was a joy distributor. He was a joy transmitter. He was a joy carrier. Also seeing that the Lord was permanent with Joseph, in Genesis chapter 39 verse 2 and Genesis chapter 39 verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord was with Joseph. We then know what makes the Lord to be with a person. In Psalm 22 verse 3, the Bible said the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. In Psalm 89 verse 15, the Bible said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk with the light of God's countenance. God's face will be upon them. So we know that Joseph carried joy, and that joy was probably a joyful sound as well. And he commanded the presence of God. The Lord remained permanent with Joseph. And what did that do for him? The presence of God, I mean the worship of God, the joy of the Lord, that established the presence of God with his life. Because in Psalm 16 verse 11, he said in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So joy was literally a permanent feature of the life of Joseph that made God to dwell with him. The outcome of that was that Joseph was not less than anybody in the whole of the Egyptian empire. He excelled. He excelled as a dreamer. He excelled as a dream interpreter. He excelled as a solution provider. He excelled as an administrator. He excelled in management. He was in charge. He was on top. He excelled in leadership. Nobody was bigger than him except Pharaoh. And in fact, Pharaoh was just a figurehead. What was it that made Joseph to stand out and stand up like that? The joy of the Lord, the worship of the Lord, the praise of the Lord. You cannot feel low and fly high in life. It is not possible. Like we have said all the time, whatever weighs you down, ties you down. To be weighed down is to be tied down. When you agree to be weighed down, you have agreed to be tied down. To be weighed down is to be slowed down. It's very important. This young man took the highest place in the land at the frequency of praise. Worship, joy, excitement. Now, what does joy, praise, worship do regarding excellence? What do they do? I mean, what does joy do? What does praise do? What does worship do regarding living the life of excellence? Number one is the release of human potentials. Everyone who knows how to praise, how to worship, how to serve, is one who will live to maximize life's potential. Whatever is in you comes out because of praise. Whatever is in you comes out by worship. Your worship causes the depth of you to be unleashed. That was why in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 5, the prophetic that was inside Saul came out at the place of worship. That was why the greatest worshiper in the Old Testament was also the most deployed, the man with the most deployed potential, probably in the whole of the Bible. That was called King David. I'll talk about him in the next service. Worship more than anybody else and deployed potentials more than anybody else. So, your worship causes your potentials to be released, your praise. And the release of the deployment of potentials is the attainment of excellence. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. He said, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him into greatness, takes him into excellence. A man's gifts maketh room for him. By the time the gifts and the graces you carry are maximally deployed, no devil keeps you down where you are not meant to be. Somebody's gifts and graces and giftings shall be released this morning. If you are that one, you will say aloud, amen. If you are that one, you say the loudest, amen. Number two, I'll deal with that in the second service, is the release of divine inspiration and ideas, which worship, praise does. The release of divine inspiration and ideas. And number three is the release of supernatural strength. The release of supernatural strength. I'll deal with that in the third service. Someone say amen. What kind of worship or praise will produce the results we're talking about? John chapter 4, verse 23 and then verse 24. John 4, 23, but the hour cometh and now is when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. True worshippers shall worship the Father. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship, first of all, must be spiritual. And second, worship must be sincere. Must be spiritual. It must be sincere. Spiritual means, I quoted a scripture. That's right. John 4, 23 and 24. It must be spiritual. It must not be carnal. Spiritual. It must come from the depth of your spirituality. A depth of understanding. You know what you are doing. And then it must be sincere. You are not trying to create any impression. Sincere. That is, you are real. You are not fake. It doesn't matter what anybody feels. There are people whose worships have been arrested because they just feel, what will people think? You know, I don't care what anybody thinks. Because what is moving you is different from what is moving me. There are people who are too educated to praise God. I can praise God at two extremes. Extreme of dancing like somebody from another world. Extreme of tears profusely as if somebody beat you. I can do that. Both of them. Easily. Without looking at anybody's face and irrespective of where I am at the time. There are those who are too careful about human opinion. What moves you determines what you can move. There are people who have never expressed any form of exuberance before God. That is, people are worshiping, they are standing like Standard Bank. Whether in church or outside church, they are just unmoved. And there are those who have never expressed emotion before God. Whether it is in church or inside their prayer closet, nothing moves them. Even Jesus wept. As powerful as he was, nothing moves him. Sincere. Now I can tell you, the more spiritual you get, the more sincere your worship. And this produces results. It releases your potential. Your potentials are released. Inspirations flow and strength comes. This morning, I want us to worship God. Now I want us to start with praise. Exuberant praise. Look at the night, worship and wonders night. The intensity. I preached in that night and prayed in that night with all my heart. If it was possible to catch the devil physically, so he can leave the people alone finally. That was how I felt. But the problem is, spiritual torment, serpent spirit, wind spirit, husband spirit, wife. Somebody's matured to be married and you tied her down. Somebody's married for 10 years, no child. What do you want? And God showed up. Diverse encounters in diverse places, translating into signs and wonders. What of 8 hours in his presence? All manner of things we have seen in the recent few days. The Chicago meeting. I didn't know people watched it from all over the world. Where I went yesterday at Bishop Abioye's daughter's wedding. We were talking about it, how they watched it. And there again, I could not control myself. Praising, and when the praise worship, I saw how eager I was. He surrendered the mic. Yes. He said, I had to surrender the mic. Hallelujah. All these things that God has done and is still doing, I want you to praise him from your heart this morning. If anybody is too gentle for you, leave where they are. Stand up on your feet. Step, if you need to step in the aisle, you step in the aisle. But I like you to. Somebody say, but nothing in my life has changed, yet you are alive. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. If the devil were strong enough, he would have killed you. And if he has not been able to kill you, then there is something ahead of you. When I was a child, the devil almost killed me. The devil almost killed me as a child. Because he knew that there was something in front. And he couldn't kill me. I'm the one dealing with him now. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And the fact that you are in an atmosphere like this, where God is changing people's lives and you are hearing. Look at this lady who just testified. Dog biting her, dog tormenting her, dog molesting her. You know the meaning of that? Dog sleeping with her in the dream. Dog, man, woman, all. She was not a member of the church yet when she had the first encounter. That is, despite her resistance, despite her whatever, God still visited her where she at home. Belente, you are here. How much more you are here? Like you are not resisting going to church like her. Despite our resistance, God visited. Now you are here. So every time you hear somebody's testimony, it should confirm to you that nothing can stop your own from happening. Nothing can stop your own from happening. Now, there are times we praise God for what He has done. There are other times we praise God for what we know He will do and no devil can stop it. Part of my thanksgiving is for the glories ahead. The things that are in front I have not yet seen. And I want you to do that this morning. There are things in front of you that are as sure as the sun must set. As sure as the sun must rise. And part of you, and your praise is part of your faith. They believed and they sang His praise. Psalm 106 verse 12 is part of your faith. If you cannot praise, your faith is under attack. You heard something just now. If you are not able to praise God, if you are not able to rejoice, your faith is under attack. I saw some people commenting yesterday, oh, the pastor, anywhere he finds himself, he's dancing. He finds himself, he's praising. He finds himself, he's jumping. He's always very happy. Because my faith is intact. My faith is intact. So, I really don't need any devil's encouragement. My faith is intact. Because for as long as the earth remaineth, the word of God must come to pass. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready this morning? While the praise is on, everyone who has a pending testimony that has not yet been given, our officers will pick his testimonies and thanksgiving service. You have a testimony not yet shared, we'll receive them. And while we are celebrating, you will have a testimony to share. Let us start this praise with the first 7 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes of aggressive, brutal, violent, explosive praise. If you are watching via the satellite and in your house or the television, stand up and dance in front of that television. And don't behave like you are here. Something is about to change in your life. Now, give Jesus a 60-second shout of victory. Let's go. Celebration, celebration. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oluwa etobi.
That's right.
Etobi.
Celebration, celebration.
Oluwa etobi. Etobi o. Etobi. Koma ti o. Etobi.
I just heard now that while you are dancing, chains will be breaking from legs. Chains will be breaking from hands. Chains will be breaking from your neck. Every enemy cargo and deposit that God has not put in your body will be dropping. I see a growth disappearing from around the groin area here. I see tumors disappearing, afflictions going. I see spiritual relationships breaking. I see embargoes being lifted. I see, I see ancestral curses broken, generational curses, witchcraft powers. Celebrate.
Your wedding, it's your child dedication dance, it's your house dedication dance, hey, it's your breakthrough dance. Will you dance the way you will dance on your wedding day, and dance the way you will dance during your child dedication, and dance the way you will dance during your house dedication? Dance it now.
When I don't know what to do, and I look on.
Go
which way to go?
Lord, you never fail.
When I don't know
what to do,
and I look up
heaven.
Oh, it's great to go.
Oh,
Lord, you never fail me. When I don't know what to
when
do,
I don't know what to do.
And I look up to you. You can never, but you can never. You are the God.
Hey. Celebrate your liberty. Celebrate your freedom. Celebrate your deliverance. Celebrate your breakthrough. Celebrate the destruction of ancestral curses, generational curses, family curses, powers of darkness, powers of hell. Celebrate your liberty, your freedom, your breakthrough, your release, your change of story. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright, for the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Give him the victory. Give him the shout of praise. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Because the Lord is my light and my salvation, who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies rose up against me, they stumbled and fell. When war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And who is he that shall harm you when you be followers of that which is good? When they went from one nation to another, from one city to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And the journey and the terror of the Lord was round about them, and they could not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Lift your voice and give him the praise. Sahola, liberatasa, lipatarada, itekeseta. In gathering they shall gather, but not by me, saith the Lord. As many as shall gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue rising against you in judgment is condemned. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Shaya. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Open your mind and pray in the spirit. Be on fire, be on fire, be on fire, be on fire. Ya. Pray in the spirit. Let us die. Ya. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Be on fire. Be on fire. Be on fire. Pray in the spirit. Be on fire. Today. Lift your hands while you continue to pray quietly in the spirit. Lift your hands. Hands where you are. Lift your hands where you are. And receive what the Lord has for you this morning. Receive what the Lord has brought for you this morning. Receive what the Lord has brought for you this morning. Receive what the Lord has in store for you this morning. Oh, all of you and none of me. Ooh. It's what my heart prays for, Lord. May I increase that you may. You may increase. Something is already happening. Lift your hands at the count of three. You will place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. There are angels here right now with packages, different packages. Because if you thank God and celebrate Him for what He has done before, you make yourself, you position yourself for what He is about to do. Lift your hands right now. There are angels everywhere here with packages. There are divine encounters, divine visitations available for many here right now. Lift your hands and receive them right now. At the count of three, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. And what God has in store for you this morning shall be delivered into your hands. Father, let it flow. Father, let it flow. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, one. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. And something will drop for you. In the name of Jesus, one. Two. I see bone conditions healed, health situations, deliverance is happening, openings happening, financial breakthroughs, all manner, bondage, addictions being broken, and the package is here for you. Again, receive it at the count of three. In the name of Jesus, one, two, and three, I receive. Receive. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it now. Let the perenne na gagalala. Receive it now. Let the seat run gagalala. Receive it now. Mashate le de la la. Let the sede mama nana gagalala. Let the set run gagalala. Let perenne dad sarudala. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you for what you just dropped. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Something just happened. Give Him a shout of victory. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. If something happened to you just now, please step forward and let's see what happened. A deliverance, a breakthrough, something. God just did something for you now. Because this is the climate of encounters and visitations. Right on my right hand side. While we take testimonies that just came out on the left hand side. Quickly.
Praise the Lord. Please come out quickly as you hear your name, Brother Jonah. I call Joshua. Juliana Richards. Godwin Mbunwebu from Cameroon. And Shedrach from Ibadan. Please run out quickly for your testimony.
Those who had an encounter on this side, right side. Those whose names are just called, stand by the man who called your name. And just take that very sharp.
This is our brother Jonah. In his hands is his certificates and NYC discharge certificates also. An orphan. The Lord connected him. He held on to the word. He kept hearing from the altar. He never believed he could go to school. Today he has graduated and he has come back to return all the glory to the Lord.
Those, what is that man saying? What happened? Let him come over here. Are you okay? Right here, 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 here.
I called Joshua.
Go on ahead.
Our brother Akor says this way, that for the past 3 years, constantly he will fall sick on his birthday. Last year he celebrated it in the hospital. But the word of the Lord released upon this altar, contacted him, and he held on to that word that it will never happen again. Today is his birthday, and he's in the sanctuary celebrating.
You will not die before your time. Every agenda of the enemy to cut you short before your time is arrested now. And for somebody here, are you ready to receive this? Between now and your next birthday, God will give you your expectation. What you've been trusting God for. What you want him to do in your life. The change of story you are expecting. Between now and your next birthday, it shall be delivered into your hands. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Yes.
Our sister Juliana. Our sister said, 12 years of high blood pressure at the 8 hours in his presence, and we all stood there worshiping. He said he knew the miracle had begun. She knew the miracle had begun. But, sir, at the just concluded vigil, she the touch became so heavy, she has checked, no more BP. 12 years of BP, high blood pressure has been released back.
Stand over here, Victoria. Everything that has put your life under pressure, today the pressure is over. The pressure is over. The pressure is over. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat.
Our brother, Godwin, he's from Cameroon. He said he had this property to sell for more than 3 months. Nobody showed up. Then he told his wife, no, I'm going to Nigeria. I'm going to Glory Dome. Let me go and present this matter to God. Immediately he mentioned it 2 days after, to the date he will arrive. Somebody came and bought the property. He still came. He said he's coming to give the glory to the Lord.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Anything that is tied down around you, I prophesy by the apostolic mantle that is moving things forward here. Whatever is tied down around you, including your own life, that yoke is broken. And you are moving forward. Yes.
Jesus.
Our brother, Shadrach, came all the way from Ibadan. That was July this year. June this year. He said, when he came, he was making demand on the Lord for just one plot. That was all that was in his mind. He got back to Ibadan, and the Lord gave him 10 acres. That was a man that was demanding for one plot.
Congratulations, Shadrach.
Then after the vigil, sir, somebody came and handed him over the key of a car.
Shadrach, congratulations. Yesterday. Hi, it's Meshach and Abednego. Please greet them for us.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the adoration. While this is going on, are you set?
Brother Edward in 2007 went home for his younger brother Beria, who died in Germany. Thereafter, he was afflicted in the two legs and couldn't walk well or stand well since then. And he went to different places without the end state until a sister invited him here this morning for the first time.
Today?
Yes, sir. Said on Friday, as the war went forth, when you place our hands on our head, that demon checked out.
Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
His sister invited him for the first time when? Today or Friday?
On Friday.
Okay, so I heard today.
Right. All right. Okay. So as we all went forth, when we were told to place our hands on our head, he did, and the demon checked out of him, and almost immediately, he could walk and do those things he couldn't do before.
For how many years?
For 14 years.
14 years?
Yes, sir.
He just went home for burial, and that was his offense.
No,
can you move and do what you couldn't do before?
Do go ahead. Now. Do them. A custom officer.
For 14,
A custom officer.
Custom officer. For 14 solid years, I prophesy to you, every arrow fired into your body from your village, from your community, where the arrows came from, is returned back to hell. Returned back to hell. It's returned back to hell. It's returned back to hell.
That was what they planned. But it could not succeed.
Sister Joy, at the shout I received, Sister Peace Joy, at the shout of I receive, she saw a mighty hand on her head, and the same big hand started cutting chains from everybody who was around. So many people in the church.
Everybody who was around.
Yes, sir. Started cutting the chain from their legs and hands.
How many of you believe your own chain just got caught?
Amen.
Won't you stand and give him a shout of praise? Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable. The rest of you can go back to your seat now. Later on, you testify. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. We'll call him the unchangeable God,
unchangeable God.
Big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute, and everyone who is here this morning, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. The highest praise I can give to God is my life. I want to make it right with Jesus. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your Bibles. And quickly rush to the front. I want to be saved. That's right. Be the first to come. I'll give you the count of seven. I want my sins forgiven. I don't want to lie again. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to steal. I don't want to do any of those things that will take me to hell. My conscience is not clear, and I know God is not happy with me. Anyway, you are like that, quickly rush forward. One. Two. Three. Rush forward quickly. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Unchangeable God. Keep coming. Unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. You are bound by an addiction. Something has tied you down. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling, betting, fraud. Something tied you down. You want that chain, bitterness, unforgiveness. You want that chain broken. Also, rush forward, rush forward. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. I'll give you the count of five in that case. One. As you come with your Bibles and Bibles. Unchangeable God.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God.
Two.
Unchangeable God.
Three.
We are loving the unchangeable God.
One, two, three, four.
Unchangeable God.
Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you right there. Say after me, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I ask that you come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have come to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.